This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. House January 6th panel has subpoenaed two more big names, President Donald Trump's friend Roger Stone and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol has issued subpoenas to five more individuals, including Roger Stone, an ally of former President Donald Trump, and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. The subpoenas demand documents and testimony from Stone, Jones, and three people accused of organizing and promoting the two rallies that took place January 6th in the nation's capital. Representative Benny Thompson, the Democratic chair of the panel, said, "We need to know who organized, planned, paid for and received funds related to those events. The committee also wants to know what communications organizers had with officials in the White House and Congress." Mike Gracia, Washington.
Police say the suspect in a deadly Christmas parade crash in a suburban town outside the U.S. city of Milwaukee was in a domestic disturbance just minutes before he killed five people and injured 48. The Waukesha police chief said Monday there is no evidence of terrorism in the event. He says police were preparing five charges of intentional homicide against Darrell Brooks of Milwaukee. The police chief identified those killed as four women, ages 71, 52, 52, 79, and an 81-year-old man. In remarks, Vice President Kamala Harris sent her condolences to the families of those killed.
"The horrific act of violence that occurred last night is heartbreaking. To those families who lost a loved one, to the first responders, to the community, please know that we are praying for you and that we stand with you."
This is VOA News. The United States is taking aim at the Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan, the U.S. announcing sanctions against some of the group's top officials, as well as financiers charged with bolstering the terror group's numbers with foreign fighters. The State Department on Monday designated senior Islamic State Corps zone leader Sanaullah Ghaffari, Sultan Aziz Azam, and Maulawi Rajab as specially designated global terrorists. The designation clears the way for Washington to block them and their associates from accessing money and assets that come into contact with the U.S. financial system. Sanaullah Ghaffari, also known as Sanaullah or Shahab al-Muhajir, has led IS Corps zone since about May 2020, when Afghan government forces captured their predecessors. U.S. President Joe Biden has reappointed Jerome Powell to a second term as chair of the country's central bank, the Federal Reserve. The president saying Powell has played a pivotal role in helping the United States recover from the worst of the economic downturn caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The Women's Tennis Association says it is still concerned about Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai, even after China Open posted videos and photos of her appearance at a youth tennis tournament in Beijing, and she spoke with an Olympic official via video chat. The WTA, saying in a statement Monday that it was glad to see her, quote, "but they don't alleviate or address the WTA's concern about her well-being and ability to communicate without censorship or coercion." Peng has not been seen since earlier this month after she accused a former Chinese vice premier, Zhang Guoli, of forcing her to have sex several years ago. On Sunday, the three-time Olympian and former Wimbledon champion appeared standing beside a tennis court, signing oversized tennis balls for children. Later, she had a 30-minute call with Thomas Bach, who is president of the International Olympic Committee. A legislative investigation has found overwhelming evidence that former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo engaged in sexual harassment and ordered state workers to help produce his book during work hours. The report released Monday also found that Cuomo's executive chamber substantially revised a state report to exclude deaths of nursing home residents at hospitals to boost Cuomo's reputation. In March, the Assembly Judiciary Committee hired a Manhattan law firm to investigate whether there were grounds to impeach Cuomo. The Democratic governor resigned in August. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.